This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broke Chanter. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
I'm going to give Wings of Desire the full due, the full play out on American Dream as their latest single from their Stand Still Like the Hummingbird project, which is putting out singles sporadically throughout the year, and there's going to be a full release on the album on 9th of December. The band, who have a tour which is hitting Sheffield in December, they're playing at Yellow Arch on the 2nd of December. So tickets for that are available, and that sounds very, very Wings of Desire-y there. This is a breakdown. It's not just going to be me today. There's going to be Jen as well, but she's currently on the stairs waiting to get in, and I'm going to explain during this next song why I've left her waiting there. I think she'll have worked that out. But we've got a album of the week this week from Sylvan Esso, maybe a Bibio Sound Machine as well, maybe a double album of the week on there. There's tracks from Black Bananas, Working Men's Club, Liars, Bonobo, This Is L'Oreal, Lorelei, The Mighties, and this first, another new track from Hercules and Love Affair. It's called Night on the Town and will be from The Dancer Project. It came out yesterday. Did it come out yesterday? Okay. I thought this is the new IOB. Well, here we go. Night on the Town by Hercules and Love Affair. There'll be another song after this. We'll see if Jen can get into the studio in time to choose it. Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail, that's me. Who? Pictish Trail? What?
I'll just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. When you were gone, I did a bad, bad thing. When you were gone, I did a bad, bad thing.
Hello, Jen.
Hello. I'm here.
You've made it.
I'm going to say very much welcome to Sheffield, to all the new students and returning students. Please buy records from our record shops. Come to our live venues and gigs, but maybe just don't all arrive at the same time.
It's almost like you've not lived here for more than half your life now, Jen.
Yeah, almost like that.
But it's all right. I did explain where you were during the last link, and we were able to get in a double of Hercules Unverfair, something from The Dancer. I think it's like the second EP called Dancer this year by Hercules Unverfair, but you heard Dance on the Night on the Town there. And then a couple of weeks ago, you sent a track to one of the group chats saying Lady Hawk coming in very low on the Interpol's out of 10. That's Bad to the Bone, a single from about a week and a half ago. What's the details about that? Is there an album coming up?
I don't know. I didn't look up about it when I sent it in the group chat. I was just excited that she was back for something new.
We saw her a couple of years ago. Was it at
Yellow Arch? Yeah, she was really good. Yeah. Played all of the first album and then some extras.
Yes, she was good. I was going to check during there, but we got you sorted. You're here.
I am here.
We can't connect your laptop to the thing. That's all right, though.
Yeah.
So we worked it out. I've already told the lucky listeners that there is going to be definitely a Sylvan Esso album of the week this week.
For sure.
And maybe two from
Abibio
Sound Machine. But Sylvan Esso is coming next. So what have you got on your... What two have you got? Because I've selected two as well.
I was
wondering maybe we could do free, have an old school type free song. Okay. Have you got either of Jessica or Plastic Sword?
I've got Plastic Sword.
Have you got Plastic Sword?
I have.
Okay, which one would you have gone for first?
My other one I've got is Flood Season, but as we both picked Plastic Sword, let's go for that.
Is that the last one on the album?
It is, yeah.
So this, they've been away for a while, haven't they?
First full-length record in 4 years.
Oh, not that long then. Long ago. Okay. A couple of singles from this so far have been very sweary, so we haven't been able to play them. But this we can do. I think this is the last song on the record as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So that makes perfect sense to play as our opener today. This is Plastic Sword by Sylvan Esso, and we will double this with something else out yesterday. What should we go with? I know what we'll go with. We'll have something from The Tubs. Let's do that.
I got a plastic sword and I know what I can afford. I got plastic sword, you're gonna get it, Lord, oh Lord. Plastic sword swinging in, gonna cut you to the quick. Plastic sword hitting things, gonna break most everything. Ooh, hit it, hit it, hit it, hit this thing. I got projected wings, gonna get me to the brink. Plastic sword, projected wings, gonna smite, I'm gonna sing. Plastic sword, projected wings, see me coming, better start running. Kids, gratitude in following me, throwing rocks and hollering, ripping hair, the gnashing teeth, screaming, yelling, so dusty, ripping hair, the gnashing teeth, parade of demons following me.
The Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Shadow.
So I've just done that thing where I've just realised that the Tubbs used to be Joanna Gruson, most of them. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No, okay. I did know that a while ago. That's the Tubbs' third album came out yesterday. It is called... What is it called? It's called Hard Life. And it was in contention to be Album of the Week. I think if Steve was here, he might have pushed for that to be Album of the Week. I don't think he would have got it. But it's a good record. And you heard, was that Heaven or London?
Yes.
There. They're playing in Sheffield at, where are they playing at? Lookhole.
Oh, okay.
Lookhole on the 23rd of this month, supported by Bramwell, who played a really good show in Sheffield a couple of months ago. But on that night, we're going to see another gig, aren't we?
We are. We're going to go and see The Empty Page, who are also very good. Mm. And they are playing at Sydney Matilda.
Sydney Matilda.
So, you know, you've got choices that night, Sheffield people.
It's busy. It's getting busy. I'm liking that. John Mouse playing at Sydney Matilda tonight. Might go to that. Don't know yet. But we better get on with music.
We had.
There was Sylvan Esso before.
Yes, from the album Owl Infinite. I guess that's what you're saying. Owl Infinity? I don't know. It's the symbol Infinity.
I'm happy that you said that.
I didn't look up how to pronounce the symbol.
But you did fantastically.
Thank you.
Let's do double. Should we do another double? You said that the first thing you said during that, after Sylvan Esso playing, was that you really want to play the Eels track.
Yeah, I do.
And I think it's actually the only song that we have overlapped. So I've got 40 songs on my playlist, and you've got close to that, I think.
Yeah, I've got an hour and 20 minutes worth of music.
So there's going to be quite a lot that doesn't get played today. But Eels, what can you tell me about this?
Yeah, they've released Congratulations to Me. It is the fourth preview of the band's upcoming album, Cookie Happened, which will be out on the 16th of October. Joel, how many studio albums do you think Eels have had, if you've not looked this up already?
I haven't looked this up. How many each way are you giving me?
Two either way.
Two either way. I'm going to go with confidence then for 15.
Oh, you've done it. There were 16, so you are within the margin. Well done. 16 albums when they released this in October. And
so
this...
is that 15 right now?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okie doke, yeah. And yeah, it will be their this song will be the 32nd play on the breakdown. They've had 31 so far. I'll get it right with the counting.
I do like that you look at that, Stas. That's fantastic. And it's called Congratulations to?
Congratulations to Me, and the lyrics are really good, so listen closely.
I've just spotted that we both have the Chloe Keisha track as well, so should we play that after
this? Yeah, let's go for that.
Congratulations to me, I finally feel free. I really don't care, but thanks for the overshare. There's just no time left to waste. Congratulations to you. You know I love that for you. Whatever gets you through your night, I get it, it's alright. There's just no time left. Thank you. Congratulations to me. It's a wonder, golly gee, that I've made it this far with nothing but a few scars. There's just no time left to waste.
This is Cristina Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Make you see colors in a million ways. Give you synesthesia for a couple days. Your lips keep moving. Maybe you should move them on me. How do you feel about busy streets, kissing for the camera and leather seats? I'm midway through the month, can't you tell your girl is in heat? Baby, reading you ain't the one and only thing that's hard. We're just so in tune. When you play my G-string, it's hard.
She's firmly in put something out, get played on the breakdown position now. Chloe Keisha, question of the day. And you say that your on-air slip was okay because of the the not so subtle nature of that track.
Yeah, I think, you know, what Chloe had to say was, was, you know,
what was the particular lyric that you so question of the day. I'm trying to see if it's gonna be an album. She had an EP out a couple of months ago. She has, it's a mixtape called Fantasize on October the 30th. And is that the first one from it? I think it is, but she has been very busy this year. Eels Before, something from their forthcoming 16th album, and the track was Congratulations to
Me.
To me. Yeah. Treble Seven time already, and it's you taking the honours of the first punt today.
Okay, yeah, I am. I am going to do you a new album sandwich with a slice of a new single in the middle. So we're going to start off with Ellie Goulding. The singer-songwriter released her sixth studio album, I Know Too Much, yesterday. She says the album is about love and power, trust and instinct, the stories we tell ourselves about other people and the stranger stories we tell ourselves. I've picked a track from it called Right Hand, and I will tell you about the other tracks when we come back.
Can never dream of lightning striking you twice in one night. Heaven knows the reasons, not me. I'm fighting wars you could never dream of. You're biting pieces on my flesh just to feel, but you don't have the taste for wrath. Occupy.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Trust me, so
And you're back to the breakdown. That was my Treble 7. The last song you heard there, The Meffs and Law. They released their second album yesterday, Business. The Essex punk rock duo followed on from their 2024 debut. And the record aims to capture the energy of the band's live performances while delivering intense, politically charged commentary on modern society and the music industry, as you heard there in that track. In the middle was Julia Wolf and Lamb featuring Kellen Quinn. And the rising artist Julia Wolf shared that single this week, featuring an appearance from Sleeping With Sirens vocalist Kellen Quinn. Her tour is sold out, but if you can find a resale ticket, you can see her in Dublin, Glasgow, Leeds, Birmingham, Manchester or London. And yeah, the start was Ellie Goulding with Right Hand from her new album.
An excellent selection there.
Thank you.
I'm going to play my longest song of the show card now. Mm-hmm. And it's a new artist and a band I hadn't heard of until about 12:30 last Saturday evening, as they were the secrets act at the end of Manchester Psych Fest, which I went to. Best day of live music I've ever had. It was absolutely fantastic. Really do recommend it. Great sound quality throughout and really stacked bill. This band, Maquina, I was tired at the end of the day. Portuguese band, never heard of. Small, sweaty room. And they put out... I'm just going to play you this track. It's a good indication of the music that they make. This is from a recent album called Body Transmission and it's called Collapsing. This is just drums, guitar and a bass. Bear that in mind.
Go!
Macquina getting its first play on the breakdown. Collapsing, the track there from the album Body Transmission, came out at the start of July. Catching up with those. If you get a chance to see Macquina live, absolutely do. I'm looking at their dates for the autumn. Nothing in the UK. They seem to be playing like a lot of day festivals around Europe. And they're the sort of band, they are going to make a lot of new fans every time they play a show, just because of the performance they put on. Brilliant, brilliant act. Well, over to you.
Yeah, I thought we'd have something a bit different in style next. So we'll have another new artist for the breakdown, Tinasha. She surprised fans this week by releasing a double A-side single, Pillow Fight and I'd Rather Be Alone. And that is acting as the fourth preview of her eighth album, Popstar, which is scheduled for release soon on the 25th of September. The single came alongside the announcement that she will be joining Harry Styles as a special guest support act on his Together Together tour for two stadium dates in Phoenix, Arizona in April next year. And earlier this week I saw the support announcement for his tour and sent it to Joel saying, "This is wild." Like, just imagine being so huge as Harry Styles that, you know, yeah, you've got Tears for Fears, LCD Sound System and Kylie supporting you.
Yeah.
They are the opening acts.
And Get Down Services.
And Get Down Services. But yes. Anyway, I digress. Tinasha. This is Pillow Fight.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
J'attendrai malgré tout, peut-être j'attendrai longtemps, j'attendrai seul en semaine et le week-end chez mes parents. Puis j'attendrai mon tour, j'attendrai patiemment, comme dans une salle d'attente, comme un cerisier le printemps. J'attendrai en silence, comme dans un film en noir et blanc. J'attendrai en bas ou sur un autre continent. J'attendrai l'air de rien sur la piste de danse, des qu'il y a dans le sang jusqu'au lever du jour. J'attendrai en vacances jusqu'à la fin de l'été. J'attendrai ma chance, j'attendrai le moment parfait. Je viendrai à l'avance et j'attendrai bien assez. Je recevrai des avances avec un air embarrassé. J'attendrai en silence comme dans un film en noir et blanc. J'attendrai en bas ou sur un autre continent. J'attendrai jusqu'au bout sur la piste de danse. Dès qu'il a dans le sang des larmes le long des joues. J'attendrai, j'attendrai.
j'attendrai longtemps, j'attendrai seul en ce même week-end chez mes parents. Puis j'attendrai mon tour, j'attendrai patiemment, comme dans une salle d'attente, comme en cerise et le printemps. J'attendrai en silence, comme dans un film en noir et blanc. J'attendrai en bas ou sur un autre continent. J'attendrai l'air de rien sur la piste de danse, dès qu'il a dans le sang jusqu'au lever du jour.
So I'm just playing songs by bands that I've seen in the last week. And I am absolutely fine with that. That was Coupe d'Oie, who played last night at St. Mary's Live. Not necessarily. Is it 95 St. Mary's? Whatever that venue
99
is.
99 Mary Street.
No. It's 95 Mary Street. Yeah, it's on the same row. Yeah. Wonderful gig. Precious Metals played as well. Coupe d'Oie, who only have 12 and a half minutes of music on Deezer, their EP, The English Want Coupe d'Oie, from early in the year, played for 47 minutes, and there was only three covers in that. They were wonderful. And that, you just heard, was Je t'aimerai, a previous single of theirs. Okay, let's now have something from you, a tiddler
for Tinman. Yes, Manchester duo Silver Wing Killer have shared World Star, which is the lead single from their second EP, Desperate Struggle, which arrives on 30th of October through their own label, 1000% Triad funded. The band will be supporting Fat Dog across Europe in October and November. And yeah, this is a bit of a banger. Caught you unawares, Joel.
It did. That was really good. Silverwing Killer there.
Yeah, it went on my 2026 best songs list straight away.
One more track in this hour, and it is another band that I saw last week at Manchester Psych Fest, but this is a brand new single, Working Man's Club, Devout. It's a standalone at the moment. It's produced by Nine Inch Nails' Atticus Ross. Mm. This is good. 4 o'clock classic is going to be a wholly surprising one from you, isn't it?
Very. Anyone who knows me can figure it out.